here's a story from The World.
We begin the show today in Afghanistan, where the Taliban is on the offensive. For 5 days now, Taliban militants have been clashing with Afghan security forces in Helmand province. The World's Shirin Jafari has been following the story. Shirin, what's driving this new round of fighting?
Marco, it's unclear what exactly is driving these clashes, but what we know is that in the past few months, the Taliban has been using violence to strengthen its position at the negotiating table. As we've reported on the show before, the Taliban is meeting with Afghan representatives in Doha, in Qatar, and they're working to come up with an agreement to end the war in Afghanistan. And all this is being pushed by the Trump administration, who wants to end its involvement in Afghanistan and to get American troops out of the country.
Right. So how are these clashes then different from what we've seen in the past few months in Afghanistan?
Marco, this is the biggest offensive that the Taliban has carried out in recent months. Since the negotiations began last year, the U.S. military stopped its aerial bombardments against the group. But this latest offensive has forced them to carry out some targeted attacks again. The Taliban is trying to take over the province's capital called Lashkar Gah. And there are videos coming out of the city that shows thousands of people, families, children, elderly, fleeing their homes. In this video, several people are riding on a motorbike. They're clinging onto each other as they're leaving town. It just goes to show you how desperate people are to get out of the city. Margot, this is Kahkashan Kufi. She posted online that she has lost a friend in these fightings. And I reached out to see who this friend is. And she told me that his name was Obaid Ahmadi, and he was 31 years old. He worked in the Afghan Air Force, and he was killed when his helicopter crashed in an accident last night. And she said, this is just yet another example of how Afghans are losing their lives in this senseless war that's been going on for decades.
Yeah, it is really hard to hear. You know, Shirin, what's surprising to me, and the big question I have, is that all this violence is happening while there are peace negotiations going on in Doha, as you said. Why does the Taliban continue fighting as it's discussing peace with the Afghan government?
Marco, I've been trying to reach the Taliban officials to ask them that question, but they haven't responded yet. The U.S. military commander in Afghanistan, General Scott Miller, has said that the assault is not consistent with the U.S.-Taliban agreement and that it undermines the ongoing peace talks. But I should also mention something that happened right before this offensive began. Last week, President Trump tweeted that he wants to bring all American troops home by Christmas. That comment is inconsistent with what the U.S. agreed with the Taliban, which is that American troops will withdraw in phases and only if the Taliban meets the requirements that are stated in the deal. Later, military officials in the Trump administration sort of distanced themselves from the president's comment. But some analysts are saying that this tweet might have emboldened the Taliban to carry out this type of attack.
Hmm. So where do the peace talks in Doha stand at this point?
Well, it seems like they have stalled. The two sides have spent weeks trying to figure out the rules for the negotiations. And honestly, progress has been super slow, Marco. The Taliban hasn't agreed to a ceasefire, which is why we are seeing the fighting continue. And even the fighting has intensified during these talks. So it's a really long and painful road, these negotiations.
Yeah, sadly, that doesn't sound very promising toward peace. We'll keep following along with you, Shirin. The World's Shirin Jafari, thank you very much for the update.
You're welcome, Marco.